pour que tu saches. J'irai chercher ton cœur si tu l'emportes ailleurs. Même si dans tes danses, d'autres dansent des heures. J'irai chercher ton âme dans le froid, dans les flammes. Je te jetterai du sort pour que tu m'aimes encore.
Que tu m'aimes encore.
Today I'm going to be talking about one of my favourite music artists. I don't think I can really call them a band. They are a classical crossover group, and they are called Il Divo. And they're multinational, like very multinational. We've got one member from Spain, one from France, one from Switzerland, the German part of Switzerland, and one from America. But they were formed in the UK by Simon Cowell in 2003, so they've been around for almost 15 years. As of 2015, they've released 9 albums, 9 studio albums. Their first self-titled album was released in 2004. Their most recent album was released in 2015. The one thing I like about them is that they sing in like several different languages, including English, French, Italian and Spanish. I think being a languages student, that's sort of one of the things that attracts me to their music. They've covered like many famous songs in different languages. For example, the very well-known My Heart Will Go On, they sung that in Italian. And they also did a version of Unbreak My Heart in Spanish, which I believe was their first single. But I'm going to talk about how I got into listening to Il Divo and sort of like what made me sort of fall in love with their music. So I was introduced to their music a good like almost 6 years ago now by my A-level French teacher. She used one of the songs in a French lesson, and it's definitely one of those like lessons I'll probably never forget, but she played the song called Pour que tu m'aimes encore, which is obviously French. And I don't know, from like the first moment I like listened to that, like I think I just sort of fell in love. Like the music was amazing. The music is amazing. The lyrics are stunning. And their vocals were so powerful. And I just remember like sitting in that classroom and thinking, if there is one group that I have to see live in my lifetime, it is Il Divo. And since then, I've just sort of been very much in love with their music. And I know that Pour que tu m'aimes encore will always be like my favourite song by Il Divo. It makes me remember my French teacher, who is still a very important person in my life. I mean, she's very inspiring. And so I think that song will always make me think of her. And I remember going home from school that day and just Googling Il Divo and then ordering all of their CDs from the library in Reading, because that's sort of what I did back then. And I remember the next song I listened to, the Il Divo sing. I'm not sure if it's an original song, but it's called Mama. And I was sort of first introduced to Il Divo's music sort of in the few weeks between my dad passing away and his funeral. So it was a sort of difficult period. But I remember listening to that song, and even though obviously it's got a focus on like what you'd say to like your mum, it just makes me think of my dad. And it's just a beautiful and very moving song, and it resonates really deeply with me, I guess. One of my other favourite songs by Il Divo is a duet they did with Celine Dion called I Believe in You, also Je Crois en Toi, which they sing in French and English. It's very uplifting and it's kind of motivating. It's all of their music is so beautiful and like I love it, but this song is especially, it just gives you that little bit of self-belief that you need sometimes, I guess. And they also did a duet with Michael Ball a few years ago called Love Changes Everything, which is also lovely. I really like the message of love being able to like change everything, I guess. Sometimes in a good way and sometimes maybe not in a good way. So yeah, I really like that song. I was fortunate enough at the end of my year abroad, so in like the summer of 2016, to be able to go and see Il Divo perform live in concert. It was sort of my first ever sort of solo concert. And so I travelled from Geneva, which is where I was the second part of my year abroad, to Zurich. And it was magical. It was such an emotional evening. It was also the first time, actually, that I've ever heard each member of Il Divo sing a solo song. And I know that the French singer sang Hymn à l'amour, which I believe was made famous by Edith Piaf. But David, the American singer in Il Divo, sang Nessun Dorma, which is a well-known Italian sort of, I think it's opera. And it was amazing. Like, there were just no words to describe it. It was amazing. Like, the whole evening was amazing, and I would definitely never ever forget it. And if I ever get the chance to go and see them again, I would 100% do it. I just think that Il Divo have like voices and the musicality that's all like really soothing to the ears and really soothing to like listen to and sort of unwind to at the end of a long sort of exhausting day. I remember I used to like get home from school and just run myself like a really hot bath and just lie in the bath and listen to Il Divo for like as long as possible, which is amazing. Yeah, everything about them is just so captivating, and they also seem like really lovely guys. And I remember like their concert, even though they all spoke in German for that concert and I did not have a clue what they were saying, you could just tell that like they were being really funny and just really sort of down to earth. If I ever get the chance to meet them as well, actually, I would do that. And I definitely fell in love with their music from like the very first time that I heard them. And I would totally recommend giving their music a listen to. Follow your heart, let you love, lead through the darkness, back to a place you once knew. I believe, I believe, I believe.